The Address to the Haggis by Robert Burns. Therefore, your honest, sonsy face, great chieftain of the puddin' race, abin them a' ye tak your place, pinch, tripe, or theorem, weel are ye worthy o' a grace as lang's my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hardies like a distant hill, your pin would help to mend a mill in time o' need while through your pores. The dews distill like amber beads. His knife, see rustic labour dicht, and cut ye up wi' ready slicht. Trench in your gushing entrails, bricht like ony ditch. Then over the glorious sicht, warm, reeking, rich. Then, horn for horn, they stretch and strive. Deal tack the hindmast, on the drive, till other wheel-swalled kites belive are bent like drums. An oor good man may slight to arrive. Bethank it, hums. Is there wo our is French ragout, or oleo would stow a sou, or fricassee would make her spew with perfect scunner, looks doon with sneer and scorn for view and sick a dinner? Peer devil, see him o'er his trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank, a good whiplash, his knee a knit, through bloody flutter, field to dash, oh how unfit. But mark the rustic, haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clapping his wally knee a blade, he'll mak it whistling, arms and legs and heads all sned, like taps o' thristle. Ye powers, wha mak mankind your care and dish him out his bill o' fare, old Scotland wants nae skinking ware that joups and luggies. But if ye wish her grateful prayer, gae her a haggis.